toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. You send a contact request, we will approve it, just like I did for Mike, who just sent us one there recently. You send in your contact request, we will approve you, and then at that point you'll be able to call in on Skype. Use username lrn.fm. That's who you can connect to reach us here at Free Talk Live via Skype. Also, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind, and we being Ian.
And Daryl.
And Daryl, you and I, we're going to get back into the news here in a little bit with ridiculous news coming out of an Illinois high school where students were locked down and then gunshots were fired. We'll explain who was shooting and why here in a little bit. But first, we go back to Scott, who's listening in East Texas. Now, Scott, you had called in earlier in the week, and apparently you know our friend Sam Dodson, who also lives down there in Texas.
You mean that scallywag?
Yeah, and I do love Sam. And anyway, he turned you onto the show, invited you to call in because he thinks that you are somebody who really knows the system. And to me, it sounds like you do. You know, you've put in 20 years into researching how it all is supposed to work. But what I find to be the case is that generally, even if the rules say one thing, they don't necessarily follow their own rules. That's been my experience. And certainly no amount of legal wrangling was able to stop them from shutting down your wife's business. Sam had posted on our profile over at the Free Talk Live Facebook page when I'd asked a question about what people thought about your call. And he responded to that, saying very nice things about you. And I responded with a challenge, and I wanted you to hear this challenge in case Sam hadn't mentioned anything to you. Because I had told you that I think that a lot of these legal theories are fascinating. I've tried to put some of them into effect in my own life and have failed miserably. And there's always somebody out there who's saying, well, you did it wrong, Ian. You should have done it this way. And so I invited you to come to New Hampshire, and I told you we can get cameras into courtrooms here, so it wouldn't be a problem to actually document you doing the things that you say that you've had experience doing. You said you'd come up to visit, but you didn't want to really leave Texas. So what I would like to challenge you to do, because you really seem confident, and that's good, and you really seem to know, you know, to have done a lot of research here, is to go ahead and where do you live in Texas, if I might ask?
You want my GPS location?
No, just a general, you know, city would be fine.
I live east of Louisiana and west of New Mexico. How's that?
That's cute. East of Louisiana. Okay. So
somewhere in Texas. He's somewhere in Texas is basically what he's saying.
Except he said east of Louisiana and west of New Mexico.
I'm teasing you.
Yeah. Anyway, it's cute. But let's just say that there's a open. Are there any open container ordinances in the nearby cities in Texas? You don't have to say which one, but do you happen to know?
I'm sorry, I don't drink, and I don't drink and drive, so...
That's okay.
I know for a fact that Texas has recently sort of ramped up their public intoxication laws, and they're actually going into bars and arresting people while they're drinking in bars for being publicly intoxicated. But it's one of those really selective enforcements where they generally only go into the gay bars.
Picking on certain bars, yeah.
Yeah.
So what I was going to suggest is that you find a city ordinance, something, you know, low risk, because generally town ordinances aren't going to
get jaywalking,
a misdemeanor conviction, but something that you'll get arrested for. You won't necessarily get arrested for jaywalking or ticketed for jaywalking, but if you walk around in front of a cop with an open beer and there's an open container ordinance in that town, you're going
to
get a ticket.
What happened to you where you had the bottle that said, this is not a beer?
Right, yeah, you should ask Sam about this one, Scott. Sam and I got arrested at the city council meeting here in Keene, New Hampshire, when he was living here, for having bottles with labeled not a beer. They were brown bottles, but there was no beer in the ones that Sam and I had, and we were playing a drinking game in the city council meeting to try to make the city council meeting a little bit more interesting, and they had us arrested for that. They ended up dropping the charges in my case on that one. But, you know, I think it would be interesting to see you put your knowledge to work and do it with a camera there so the whole process can be documented. Because one of the things that's really missing from the world of the legal, you know, theories, and there's a big world, is real documented proof, and not just paperwork from the court, but video, something that somebody can sit down on YouTube and watch this happen and watch you work your alleged magic. So
I didn't ever say it was magic. It's just contractual negotiations.
Okay, well, I would love to see you contractually negotiate, because when I tried to do that, I got put in jail for contempt of court. So, Sam has a lot of professional video equipment. He's a really good videographer. He's got a lot of experience at it. If you wanted to really prove that this stuff works, I bet that he'd be willing to help you if you asked him for it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of skeptics in the world, and that's fine. Everybody's got their own opinion. All I know is what I have experienced firsthand. And if you think I haven't been put in jail a couple of times myself, well, you misunderstand what I'm talking about. I know what it's like. Now, for example, when I took the registration and the inspection sticker and license plates off my pickup, do you think that drew some attention to me?
Probably so. When was this?
Oh, years ago.
So you took the plate off and you didn't replace it with anything?
Well, I did not replace the registration or inspection. Mm-hmm. I put on some private plates.
Okay.
And, I'd drove around for a week or so, and all of a sudden there's a police car come right up behind me, and I mean like 12 inches off my bumper.
Yep.
Followed me for a block, acting like they were going to ram me from behind. If I had hit my brakes right quick, they would have smacked me. Now,
yep.
They should have gotten a citation for failure to control speed, don't you think?
Sure, and I love the freedom to travel stuff. In fact, you just so happen to be talking to two people who are doing similar freedom to travel activism. We currently have Shire plates on our cars. But tell me more about your encounter there.
Well, anyway, they didn't like that very much because you're basically bucking the system and
yep.
telling them that you're not going to honor the contracts that you have in place. Now, let me say this. Registration applies to state-owned vehicles. And it's in the Texas statutes. Inspection applies to commercial motor vehicles. And again, that's in the Texas statutes. Now, statutes are the uniform codified statutes. So they're pretty much the same from state to state to state. So where all the states can basically prosecute you for the same type of actions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it helps with case law. Now, whenever I took the reason I took off the registration is because I had paid for my pickup. Who owns it? Well, I thought I did. But if you delve deeper into the underlying reasoning of why you have to have a registration on your car, and again, vehicle is a commercial term, okay? It's specially mm-hmm. defined. It has one of those special definitions, you know, that we've
yep.
been talking
it's a,
about.
It's a legal term, yep.
Well, a special definition, yeah. So a vehicle doesn't mean what common everyday people think it means. It means only what's defined in the statute according to that special definition. And the reason they give common everyday words like the word person a special definition is because they want you to use that definition and only that definition so where the statute, of course some people say it's law, but really it's corporate statute.
Well, they also want to confuse the hell out of you, and that's one of the reasons why they changed the definition of words and things like that. But you know,
I've actually pulled up the legal definition of person here in the New Hampshire revised statutes annotated,
mm-hmm.
and person is defined as a real person or a corporation or an organization. So
right.
they do include real person, as in a living,
sometimes they
breathing
call it a
individual.
Natural, sometimes they'll call it a natural person
yeah.
As well. And so sometimes, you know, when people make claims about person and vehicle, maybe they're right in some places, but in other places they're not. But either way, what did it matter to the cop? I mean, when you tell a cop, you know, you can't just tell a cop, oh, well, officer, that's not a vehicle. I'm not using it for commercial purposes. They're
okay,
still going to, you know, put you in handcuffs and or take your car from you and leave you on the side of the road.
Or at the very least, give you a ticket.
But I want to hear the rest of your story, so stand by. We'll bring you back, and then, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Maybe you think Scott is full of it. 855-453. You can share your thoughts. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished Birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard-of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find on the website. totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those features, by the way, include archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. You can just click and download as many episodes as would please you. Go to freetalklive.com, and you'll see the last 7 days' worth of the show right there at the top of the website. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Plus, you can click into our SoundCloud profile, and at that point, you'll have access to a whole bunch of Free Talk Live archives, plus the Edgington Post episodes and an occasional interview that we might perform. So you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, or if you're already at freetalklive.com, just look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. So once again, go to freetalklive.com or soundcloud.freetalklive.com and grab up as many archives as you would like. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
We're going to continue and take your calls about what you want. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, you need to know about ManVentureOutpost.com. They carry the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com are family-owned, and they're members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. They've got the lowest prices. You can go and see for yourself. Get it quick, and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. That's ManVentureOutpost.com. As we continue with your calls and your thoughts, let's go back to Scott. He's listening in East Texas. You took the plates off of your car. You got rid of the registration. You replaced the plates with a private plate. And it took about a week before the police got up on your bumper. Can you continue the story?
Yeah, so anyway, the female police officer, you know, she acted like she's going to run me off the road, so to speak, from behind. And as I was going to my place of business at the time, the block just before, she peeled off and turned off from behind me.
Hmm.
And, of course, that caught my attention, you know.
Yeah.
And sure enough, like the next day, I pulled in, and I was going to go park, you know, behind the shopping center where I had my business. And, boy, were they waiting on me.
Really?
Yeah. I must have been public enemy number one at least, because they had about four units and, you know, 10 officers there.
Wow.
Well, I'm a threat to the system, you see.
How big of a town is this?
Well, it was in the DFW Metroplex.
Okay.
And so there's only 1.5 million people there, and they got to make an example out of somebody every once in a while, right?
Gotcha.
Okay, so anyway, they didn't like that, and of course the judge was on the microphone, on the radio, and he's like, get him in the car right now. Get him down here right now.
The judge was on the two-way radio?
Yeah, the judge was talking to the police officers. Get him down here right now. And so anyway, they hauled me down to the pokey. You know, cuffed me. Didn't say anything on the way. You know, I'm not going to talk to them in the back of the car. And they hauled me down there in the basement of the jail, you know, and arraigned me down there in a private ceremony.
Hmm. So they brought the judge down to the...
Oh, he was sitting there behind the teller window in the jail.
Huh.
Yeah. And, you know, this has been, I don't know, 10 years ago, but you know, it's obviously stuck in my mind. And so whenever, you know, I'm in front, I didn't want to let them fingerprint me. And they're like, the judge is like, you either get your hands up there or I'm going to have them break your fingers. Well, you know, he's making me an offer. And it's not something I really want to get into as far as, you know, suffering to that degree. And, oh, by the way, never argue with the guys on the side of the road. What are you going to accomplish besides getting thrown in jail?
Sure, they're not lawyers. They don't know what the legal definitions of the words that they're enforcing are. They just do what they're told. So
did the Nazis in Nuremberg too.
Right.
It didn't work for them ultimately in the end, and history does repeat itself. We just have to be patient.
So tell me, so the judge threatens you with physical harm, then what?
Okay, so then you know, I went ahead and accepted their offer, let them fingerprint me, and so now I'm forced to step up to the yellow line there, you know, about 4 feet away from the teller window. And by the way, you know, this is nothing but a bank. And the judge is nothing but charging and discharging debts. You know, contractual disputes. That's all.
I've heard this theory before, and, you know, it sounds interesting, but tell me that this made a difference for you. I mean, what ended up occurring here?
Well, when I went up to the window. He started talking to me. I said, what's your name? And boy, it was like I hit him with a cattle prod. He sat straight up, you know, just like took him back, knocked him back in his chair. And he's like, you know, he gave me his name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll get into what that means here in just a minute. But anyway, I'm like, let me have a piece of paper and a pencil so I can write that down. And so I'm like, and would you spell that for me? And so when I wrote it down, I took his name because he gave me his name. Now, that name is mine, and I can do anything I want to with it.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I'll get into that here in just a second, or I can get into it right now. For example, let's do a little role-playing. Let's say that you and I are two knights fighting in the medieval times. We both have swords, full armor. You have the head shield on, you know, the helmet. And if we're fighting with swords, and let's say I get you down on the ground, and I have my sword at your throat, and I'm, you know, fixing to run you through, and I would want to know who my adversary is, and I would say, give me your name. Well, if you don't give me your name, I'll run you through.
Yeah, but you didn't have a sword at his throat. He had you in a cage.
I understand, but it's still the principle of the thing, and that's what I'm trying to get.
Okay, so you got his name, then what?
Well, anyway,
no, he's saying that he took his name. If I say, give me your name, and you say, my name is Ian Freeman, I am now Ian Freeman because I took your name.
I see that's what you're saying. It doesn't make any sense to me. But
yeah, it makes absolutely no sense.
I just want to know where you went from there.
Yeah, that's fine if it doesn't make any sense. Some people get it. Some people don't. I'm not going to argue about that. It's not going to make a difference, obviously. But whenever somebody gives you their name, you're granting jurisdiction over it. It's your title.
You're going to claim you then had jurisdiction over the judge?
Yes.
So you could have told him, let me out of this cell, and he would have done it?
But I was not experienced enough at the time to pursue that fully, okay? So anyway, he leaves and goes back and starts talking to the district county. And he's back there talking for about 15 minutes. Anyway, they come back, and I'm now in the holding tank. And they tell me, go down this hallway and go into the second cell on the left.
And did you say, I don't have to do that because I have jurisdiction over the judge because he told me his name?
No, I didn't have my cattle prod with me. But anyway, I went ahead and did that. And so, in other words, I accepted their offer to place myself in jail.
Mm-hmm. If you hadn't done that, they would have taken the men with the guns, called the bailiffs or security agents, and then they would have forced you to do it. So I really don't understand the point of all this.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll let you hang on here for a moment because I still want to know the rest of the story. And I don't want to go into all the theory at this point. I just want to know what happened to you and your car because you had a private plate on. So stand by, 855-453. Maybe you've got a question for Scott. You can call him with that as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. And maybe you've got a question for Scott. I don't know, we'll call him Legal Theory Scott, for lack of, to separate him from other Scotts that have called the show. Because a lot of what Scott has to say, I can appreciate from where he is coming. I don't necessarily agree that it will have any effect in you know, if you try some of the things that he's suggesting, there's a good chance that you may end up in a jail cell for longer than you otherwise would have. In my case, I tried some of these things in front of a judge and was sentenced to multiple counts of contempt as a result of that. And of course, contempt, for those that don't know, is what they call an inherent power of the court. It's not actually statutorily authorized like all the other things they charge you with in court, but these are just contempt charges are just things the judge can hit you with, and there's pretty much nothing you can do about it. There's no appealing it. And you just get to sit in a jail cell until the judge decides you get to get out.
Well, the judicial committee here in New Hampshire says you can just file an appeal with the Supreme Court because there's nothing that the legislature can do about that.
You can file an appeal with the Supreme Court on a contempt charge?
Well, remember when we went to that committee hearing and they were talking about removing court rules from having the force and effect of law.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, if you disagree with what a judge does, just file an appeal.
As though it's just so easy.
Yeah.
I don't think any of those people have ever filed an appeal. It's ridiculously complicated.
I don't think any of those people have ever filed a lawsuit against a public official.
Yeah, it's ridiculously complicated to appeal in a court, and it's even more so complicated to appeal from inside of a jail cell where you're lucky if you have access to a piece of paper and a pencil. let alone the address of the Supreme Court or all the details that you need to understand in order to appropriately file that appeal, like the fact that you need to have 8 copies, at least here in New Hampshire, sent to the Supreme Court. Good luck getting to a copy machine while you're inside the jail cell. So, I mean, the whole system is ridiculous. But people like, you know, Scott, I believe that Scott believes what he's talking about. I just have never seen any evidence that any of it makes a difference, all of these legal theories that we're discussing. And we're going to pick up his case here in a moment. And by the way, I want to let you know that if you'd like to get some bitcoins, you can go to bitinstant.com. I did it today. Hadn't been in a little while, but I did pick some up today. And you can go there, too. And you can physically go to more than 1 million locations in about 10 countries and deposit cash, as I did today at the CVS here in Keene. Deposit cash and then turn that cash into bitcoins. That's what BitInstant.com allows you to do. Plus, you can also do it from your computer using various different online accounts like Dwolla, and they make it easy. Once again, go to BitInstant.com. And we can go back here to Scott. He's listening in East Texas. You pull off the license plate from your car. You replaced it with a private plate. The police stopped you. They you know, basically got you for it. They took you down into the catacombs beneath a courthouse where a judge came down there, actually, for some reason. I guess maybe they wanted to keep you out of sight from the rest of the people that might have been in the courtroom at that time. And then you went into a cell, and you were going to continue the story.
Yeah, so and by the way, let me just elaborate one thing. The reason they can do all this contempt stuff, what they want, and you can't do anything about it, have you ever heard the term star chamber?
Yeah.
Okay. When you go to court, you're in a star chamber. You're in the judge's private business negotiating private contracts with this guy. No wonder he can do what he wants. That's his business. Look up your court on Dun and Bradstreet. See if it's listed as a for-profit corporation.
I've done this Dun & Bradstreet thing, and yes, the government, you know, municipalities and courts are absolutely listed as corporations on the Dun & Bradstreet. I've checked that out, and you know that to some extent I think leads credence to some of these theories, these legal theories. But ultimately, it's not a business because a business I have the I have the choice to do business with or not. This is a government, and that's one of the things that separates it from a business is because I'm not forced to use a business's services, but with a government, they force me to use their services. I don't have the option. I don't have the choice. They have men with guns who will take me and put me in a cage if I don't do what they tell me to do. So it's not really fair to call it a business. But go ahead. Tell me more about what happened after you walked down into a cage.
So anyway, I'm down there for a day, you know, spending the night there. And when they wanted to release me, you know, to bail me out, you have to sign a release paper, which is a contract. You're endorsing a contract, okay? Well,
it's not a valid contract if you're under coercion to sign it.
Agreed. I'm not arguing that fact. But regardless, you're going to have to jump through the hoops to get out of there.
That's right.
We all know that have been there, right?
Right.
Okay, so consequently, your autograph is your endorsement of the offer of contract. Okay, well, whenever you, according to contract law, you have 3 days to rescind your autograph on a contract and cancel it. Have you ever heard of the Lemon Law or Truth in Lending?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it applies to this, okay, because everything is in commerce. It's all business. You know, follow the money. And so when I endorsed the release,
they do call it business. I mean, when you're there in court, they'll ask you things like, do you have any more business? And they do use that term.
I know, because they're in business then.
So you signed the bail forms. Did you sign anything like all rights reserved or under duress or anything like that, or did you just sign it?
I signed it my first name, which is not Scott, and then my middle name, which, you know, is Scott. I wrote non-assumpsit. You know what that means?
Nope.
It means I do not agree to your offer of contract, and then I signed my surname.
Why not just write refuse to sign?
Well, that's fine, but what I did was I was testing. This is when I first started, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is one of my first experiences. And so I wanted to test these legal theories myself, and that's
yep.
what I was doing, okay? You're asking somebody that's tested it. Okay, so I'm testing it. So I signed it, you know, first name, non-assumpsit, last name. Well, nobody noticed that. But when I got out, I took that citation, you know, that contract. No, it's the release. Anyway, I went back to the court clerk, and I demanded clarification. Now, in a contractual negotiation, anytime one party has a question, you have the right, in fact, you must demand clarification, because mm-hmm. if you don't, then you're agreeing to anything that you did not question.
Okay, so what did you ask for clarification on?
Well, I wanted to know whom is being prosecuted, me, the living soul, or the corporate straw man, all caps fiction, which you've heard that argument, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, when you demand clarification, you must get a response.
And did you demand it in writing?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What was their response?
Well, anyway, when I put the demand for clarification in, and basically you're challenging their jurisdiction, okay? So anytime mm-hmm. you challenge jurisdiction, jurisdiction must be reestablished. And if they cannot reestablish jurisdiction, they have no jurisdiction because you challenged it, okay? And this goes back to the medieval times I was talking about earlier, honor and dishonor. So I'm challenging them. You know, you don't have jurisdiction over me. And I want to know, is it me, the living soul, or this fictional legal entity you're prosecuting here? Okay, so when I gave that to the court clerk, the secretary, she went and got the head court clerk, and boy, she came up and looked at that, stomped off and got my file out of the big shelf there on the back wall that has all the cases in it.
Yep.
And she grabbed my jail release record where I had signed, you know, first name, Nana Sumpsett, last name. And she stuck that up against that teller window, you know, with the hole in it. And she goes, "Well, is that your signature? Well, is it?" And I looked up at that. I'm kind of studying it, you know. I'm like, "Well, you know, that kind of looks like my name, but my name's not Nana Sumpsett." And boy, she wheeled that thing around and looked at it. Smoke started coming out of her ears, you know, the hair standing up, turning red. Oh, man, I was lucky that there was that plate, that bulletproof glass between us.
Okay. So then what?
She didn't come through there at me, I thought, you know. And she just lost it. And she starts walking off. I'll go talk to the judge about this, you know. And she's walking off, and I could see her regain her composure. And she kind of, and she looks over at me and she goes, "Well, Mr. Thompson, what would you like for us to do with this?"
All right, good cliffhanger. Stand by. I want to know the rest of the story here in moments with Scott in Texas.
Will he ever get to the point?
855-450-FREE. I'm enjoying the telling of it. I want to know what happens next. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After after a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you on our website. Once again, drop into freetalklive.com to accomplish the enjoyment of that website. You get to control the content of the site as well. So you find things online that you think are interesting. Maybe it's a YouTube video, news article, blog post, something you want to share with our listeners. You can post it as show prep there. It will appear on the upcoming stories page. And at that point, we'll be up for vote. And then if it gets enough votes, we'll make it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and enjoy those features. If you like the show and would like to support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. And you click into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of. Of course, one of the many millions of items that you can buy at the Amazon store is Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. The movie is about to hit on DVD in about 2 weeks. It's the 19th of February is when it's expected to have its street date. I did see notice from the distributor today that they have shipped they've shipped them to me. I know that much because nice. I ordered a big box of them so I can have them in time for the Liberty Forum. So if they're shipping them to me, that means they're probably shipping out a batch to Amazon as well. And so hopefully there will not be another delay on this. You can go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com, and you can get your copy of the Director's Cut special edition of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. The DVD is loaded with bonuses and extras and hours of activist footage. It's really a compendium of a year's worth of activism here in Keene, New Hampshire. And the movie itself, of course, is great as well. And if you haven't seen the movie, you can watch the YouTube version or the original cut of it over at Victimless Crime Spree. Free.com. And we're going to continue here with you and your thoughts. Scott is still on the line with us here. And Scott, we're going to have to get to wrapping up your story. I know that there's a lot of detail that is important, and I find your stories fascinating. I don't disbelieve, you know, them. I think that, you know, I don't think you're lying to us. I think that you're telling us, you know, what your experience was. But a lot of people are going to disbelieve this. I mean, they're going to say that, you know, this is unbelievable. And let's just pick up where you left off. You had driven without having a government tag on the car. You had a private license plate. They put you in the catacombs of the courthouse, brought a judge down there. You stayed the night in there. You ended up signing bail paperwork under duress. You used a Latin phrase in the signature area. And then after the fact, went back to the court's clerk's window when you had gotten out to somehow challenge, to clarify the document that you signed. When you then pointed out to them that it wasn't your name that it was on there because you'd added that Latin phrase to it, the court clerk freaked out. And then what happened?
Well, whenever she regained her composure, she turned calmly and very coolly and very evilly also, by the way, and she looked at me and she goes, well, what would you like for me to do with this, Mr. Thompson? And now, of course, you know my last name.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. I'm not scared.
Me neither. Go ahead.
And I said, well, I want this dismissed. And she said, well, let me go talk to the judge, and I'll be back in just a minute. Now, whenever I responded to her statement, what would you like for me to do with this Mr. Thompson? When she said Mr. Thompson, she was addressing that corporate straw man legal fictional entity. But I wasn't experienced enough at the time to differentiate. And so what happens when somebody says, hey, Mr. So-and-so, and you're like, yes? Well, you just admitted to being that person, right? So I admitted,
so what would have happened?
The straw man at that moment and went right back into their jurisdiction.
What would have happened if you would have said, that's not me, that's a legal corporation, I am Scott?
Well, I should have, of course, if I was more astute at the time and more experienced, I would have said, are you addressing me?
Okay, but what would have happened if you would have said, that's not me? You're talking about a corporate fiction that does not exist. I am, and whatever, however you want to address yourself, like Grand Poobah or whatever. You know, I don't know how, you know, I am not this corporate fiction that you claim that I am. I am the living, breathing person known as Scott.
She was addressing me, and so, you know, they use the mirror all the time. Trickery, deceit, deception. This is how they make their living. This is how they fund themselves and their business.
I agree with that much. I mean, they have a very complicated system, and they are absolutely tricking people, and there's no doubt about that. But, you know, this is a common legal theory is that, you know, whenever they're doing things in court, they're only doing them to corporations, and you, by standing up when they call the name on the list, that you've created joinder between you and that corporation. But I'm telling you, if you don't stand up when they call that name on the list, then they're going to charge you with failure to appear, and they're going to find you in your home, and then they're going to track you. They're going to track you down, and they're going to then arrest you, and you'll be facing even more time in a cage. So I don't, you know, it's an interesting theory, and maybe there's some legal, there's some legal evidence to bear some of it out. Like you pointed out, yeah, you can look up the courts on Dun and Bradstreet, and you can look up the governments, you know, the city of, you know, city of Keene. I've got Dun and Bradstreet alerts that come into my email box that I signed up for with the city of Keene. So, you know, all of those are very interesting points, but I've never seen any of this get anybody out of any trouble.
That's because they're so tricky and you are inexperienced.
It's nonsense. So tell me more about what happened. You've got a very short time to finish your story.
Anyway, I went and talked to the assistant prosecuting attorney, and we sat down in his office, and he's like, you know, this, you got a ticket for no license plate, no inspection, no registration. I'm like, yeah, registration applies to state-owned vehicles, and inspection applies to commercial motor vehicles. I'm not in commerce. I own the truck. The state doesn't. He's like, go get up in line and sign into the court so where you can talk to the judge about this. Well, when I did, I accepted his offer of contract, and, of course, I wound up going before the judge. And when I was before the judge, I'd put in some bonds. You know, you've heard about that legal theory.
So what would you do today? It sounds like you lost in this case.
Of course I did.
Yeah. So what would you do today? Well, what would you do differently?
He wouldn't accept their contract of the ticket.
Would you just ignore the ticket, ignore everything, and not go to court? Because then they're going to come and send men with guns to your house.
I tell you what, instead of wasting y'all's time with these ridiculous details, so to speak, this hogwash, as termed earlier, and to alleviate having to try to get to a point, it would be better if we talked about the basis of all of this as far as the legal theory. And
I get the legal theory. That's the problem with people who call like this, Scott, is you all have a bunch of theories, but you have no proof of any of your theories. You have no proof of concept whatsoever. And, you know, you really sound like you know what you're talking about, but ultimately you don't have anything to prove that you know what you're talking about. And everyone who's ever tried this stuff has gone down in flames. And, of course, everyone always says after that, like you're saying about your own self and your own experience, oh, well, I didn't know enough at that time. I know now. So here's my challenge again. And I really don't want to hear any more about this until you actually come up with some evidence. Go and break one of these stupid ordinances. There are plenty of them, like an open container ordinance, and get video footage of you breaking the ordinance, get video footage of you going to the arraignment, get video footage of you doing everything, and then you can show the world that this really works, because I'm telling you, it's bunk, and it doesn't work at all, because these people don't follow their own rules. Even if you have figured out from inside their own rules, even if you've spent years, as you say you have, researching their ordinances and researching their statutes and how law works and the contract stuff and all that, none of it matters because they don't follow their own rules. The number one rule in the district courts in New Hampshire is they can waive the rules of court at any time. So they don't even have, it's even in their rules that they don't have to follow their own rules. And even if it weren't in their rules, they don't have to follow their own rules. They would still do whatever they want to do because they have men with guns and cages and batons and dogs and, you know, nightsticks and pepper spray, and they will do whatever they want to do. But please, come up with a video evidence that proves me wrong, because the theories don't mean crap to me, Scott.
Yep, they are outlaws, aren't they?
Thanks for the call. They absolutely are, and thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go to Andy. He's listening in Pennsylvania, very patiently waiting through that. Andy, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, hey, I, Ian and Daryl, by the way, I met you, Daryl, at a Libertarian Party National Convention a few years ago. I believe it was either 2010, yeah. Anyway, I'm calling to talk about the situation with Cynthia Davis. I definitely agree that she should be censured and I would actually say removed from office. I mean, what she's doing is she's abusing her position of power.
Andy, stand by. Hold that thought. We'll come back with you here in hour number three. 855-450-FREE. And my invitation still stands to any legal theorists out there that claim they know what they're doing and have had success. Come on up to New Hampshire. Move to the Keene area, and I'll come and I'll record every one of your hearings, and we'll see if there's any truth to it. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.